What's the answer to the increasing, the rise of depression and discouragement and a sense of being lost in this land? Suicides are up. Drug addiction's up. Alcohol addiction is up. All these things. I was speaking to a woman just this past week. In the time that the lockdowns have come, she knows two people in her acquaintance who have taken their lives. What's the point? And how many more are going through this? I'll tell you, perhaps now more than ever, when people are locked in and uncertain about the future, this is where the Christian has a hope that endures. And keep speaking the word of God. You never know when you're talking to someone who has thoughts going through their mind and they need the gospel. They need the hope of the gospel desperately. I remember, and with this I'll close, I remember visiting Scotland to preach on one occasion. And it was the second time I stayed at a particular B&B. You call them B&Bs here? Yeah, B&B, yeah. It was the second time I stayed there. It was just a farm. That this lady had a little B&B set up in her home. And I remember the second time I was there, we knew one another by name at that stage. All the pleasantries, how are you doing, all the rest of it. She's the sweetest woman. Perfect character to have a B&B. You go there and you feel it's like home from home. One of those people. I remember that second time being with her, feeling compelled to try and talk to her about the Lord. And not getting the opportunity, not being able to find a way. And the next time I heard about that woman, a number of months after that, it was the news that she had taken her life. She had taken one of her husband's shotguns and gone into one of the outhouses of the farm and shot herself. And I was devastated by that news for probably a couple of weeks. Play it in your mind. What if I had the word for her? I had the message. I was there to preach it to a bunch of the Lord's people that weekend. But no one needed it more than she did.